Sunday morning, you're listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? This is Christian Talk Radio, here to challenge the status quo. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. But if you want to see a change, if you want a spiritual revolution, if you need a spiritual renewal, stay with us. We are here to inspire, to inform, and to challenge you to consider what does the Lord say regarding life's issues. Visit our website for information on how you can join us for morning prayer. Access previous podcasts of this broadcast, or you can even now access and download this podcast in iTunes. There is also information to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or even sponsor this show. Visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. We would love to hear from you.
The question today is, what does water represent in the scriptures?
You know, when you look in the scriptures, it will have reference of water from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And sometimes you might find that water symbolizes troublesome times in an individual's life. It could also symbolize the spiritual cleansing that comes with the acceptance of God's offer of salvation. But most times when we refer to the water, we're talking about the Holy Spirit's influence upon the person's life. If you look in John, in the book of John, it refers to water by saying, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, meaning that out of your belly shall flow the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for your question.
We're going to talk about the river of living waters. So Psalms 1 in the King James Version says this: blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaffs which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
And in the Amplified, just verses 1-3, it says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity.
You know, oftentimes, and I would ride my bike in the neighborhood, there's a place that I love to go, and it's in a wooded area where a stream flows right down the middle of the wooded area. And what I notice is that the tallest trees, the most beautiful trees, are the ones that are planted on both sides of that river bank. And what I notice also is that where the soil looks a little scarce, you can see the root of those trees, and they're very thick. And what God was showing me, that those trees that are planted there, look at them. They are the tallest. They are the strongest. Their leaves are strong. They bring beauty to the woods. And he said, that's what your life is to be like. Your life, if it's planted by the rivers of water, will produce. Your life will be one that provides beauty. And the rivers of water also, he equated it as the rivers being within us as well. So if our lives are planted by that river of water, allowing the Spirit of the Lord to rule and reign in us. He says that we shall bear fruit in its season.
And, you know, I like that because it really, if you think about it, the distinction is between the trees that are planted by the rivers and those that are not. Because think about it, during any normal season, the trees that are not planted by the rivers, the only way that they grow, the only life sustaining waters that they get are the waters that come from the heavens, the rainfall. But what do you do when there is a drought? Right now, California is experiencing a drought. They are rationing water because they have a drought. And if you go to most of their forests, they are either burning because they are so dry or they are dying because there is no water. And that is what happens to those trees that depend upon the water to fall from the heavens. But then there are the other trees, those that have been planted specifically and purposely right by the rivers, the source of their life. And God is the source and the strength of our life. Those trees that have been planted right by the rivers, even if the heavens were to hold up the rain, even if the drought continues on for months and for years, as long as there's water in the river, the trees will always have sustenance and they will always grow. Because as you said, the roots of those trees will find its way to that river to drink from that river of water. Just like you and I, if we have been planted in Christ, even when there's famine, the scripture tells us over and over, in famine you will eat. As you said in the Q&A, the waters represent the Spirit of God. If you are to be sustained as the people of God, you cannot do it apart from the Spirit of the living God. So that's the results of a person who is in Christ, or a tree who is planted by the rivers. But how do you get to be there?
You get there by delighting yourself in God, in following his commandments, in his instructions, that you begin to read the word of God and the word of God begin to leap off the page and you begin to realize that it is good, and you begin to follow the instructions that God has given you. And when you follow the instructions that God has given you, you begin to see that it does work, and you become glad because now you're following after the way of the Lord, and you are expecting God to continue to give you instructions because you're meditating on his word both day and night. You're meditating on what he has spoken to you, what he's shown to you. That's how you get there, is that you make him your delight, meaning that you take pleasure in reading the word of God. You take pleasure in hearing the pastor preach the word of God. You take pleasure in seeing the gifts of the Spirit being in operation in the midst. You take pleasure in seeing the healings that are taking place in the body of Christ. You take pleasure in seeing the miracles being worked in the midst of the congregation, because the word of the Lord says that he is able to heal. And when you see those things, you take the light where you say, I got to have this. I remember when I first began to start going to a non-denominational church, I saw things that I only read about in the Bible. I never really saw them in operation. But when I saw it in operation, I couldn't wait to the next Tuesday or next Wednesday or the next Sunday to get there, because I wanted to see more.
See more.
And it was like a carrot. God says, you know, even in the Bible, he draws you because he's good. He draws you by these things. And I just wanted to get there. And he became my delight when I heard him speak to me. I wanted to hear more. And so that's how you get there. Another way you get there is like in your conduct, in your lifestyle, that you are not walking in the way of the counsel of the ungodly. You're not sitting or standing in the way of a sinner. You are not sitting in the seat of the scornful. That's the way that you also...
You don't go along to get along.
You don't go along
and,
to
and
get along.
And you know, the scripture says that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can tell you right now, if the word of God brings offense or shame to you, you're not walking walking in this Psalms chapter 1, the blessedness of this Psalms of chapter 1. The person that makes the word of God his delight is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are not ashamed to be named among the righteous of God. You are not ashamed. In matter of fact, you delight in the word of God. You love the word of God. You can't wait to get to the word. And as you said, you want more revelation and more understanding and more insight and more of God and more. You just want more and more and more of God. And the more you get, the more you want. And the more he gives you, the more he quenches your thirst, the thirstier you get. The more he feeds you, the hungrier you get. You are like that tree. You know, I remember when I was in the hospital, they had an IV in my arm and it had a constant drip coming down. Even when I didn't know I needed the what was in the IV, what was in the bag that was feeding through the IV, it was feeding me even when I didn't know I needed it, because something in my body needed something in the bag. And as soon as I needed it, it dripped on down until eventually you didn't even know you were feeding off of it. But eventually the bag was empty and they'd come and replace the bag. That's how you are when you're planted by the rivers of living water. You don't even know you're drinking from the fountain, but God is feeding you. He's feeding you noon and night. He's feeding you in the morning, and you're enjoying everything, and you're growing stronger day by day because you are getting what you need from God. You don't even know you're tapping into the source. You don't even know you're eating from it, but you're not ashamed to call him your God, and he's not ashamed to call you his son.
Amen. You know, when you were talking about that, you say you were laying in the bed and this bag was dripping what you need to nourish your body. I thought about the refreshing of the water in the soul. After you come out of an operation, you're put in the station of recovery. And what they give you is a bag or something of water to refresh you when you're coming out of recovery. While you're laying in the bed, that drip, that drop that's going through your body is giving nourishment to every part of your body so that you will feel refreshed and you will feel strong and you're able to fight your way through that recovery. And that's the way it is when it says a tree that's planted. That's not a temporary thing. Mm. That's something that tree has dug in. Its root has wrapped around that stream because it's planted. And when the wind comes, it will not bow or break. It will not be moved because its roots have not only touched the water, but it dug in the water. And so it's able to bear up. It's able to stand strong when it's been hit by something, when a storm is coming. And so that's what the water will do. The water will make you strong. The water will refresh your soul. And the water will also cause that tree and your life. Remember, we're talking about how the tree is symbolic to your life. It says that it shall bring forth fruit in its season. You will never, ever be unproductive. And whenever somebody needs something from you, from that living water, they're able to come to you.
That is a part of your purpose.
That's a part because of your purpose.
Because an orange tree produces oranges. We don't have these trees anymore. But when I was growing up, we used to sneak in the neighbor's backyard. And we would take the grapes from the vines and the apples from the trees. Yes. The apple trees didn't produce oranges. And the orange trees didn't produce pears. But the orange trees produce oranges. The apple trees produce apples, and the pear trees produce pears. After its kind, God will cause you to bring forth the fruit according to the purpose that he has predestined for your life. And when you experience difficulties in your life, there is that refreshing that comes from the Lord. See, that's the thing about the trees planted by the rivers of waters. When you are in Christ, you get blessings coming and blessings going. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the
field.
Because think about it. The trees that are not by the rivers of water, they get watered by the water that comes down from the heavens. But the trees that are by the rivers of water, they get that water too. But they also get the water that comes from the river. But then there is that time, even those planted by the rivers of water, that there is a refreshing, a misting that comes that God gives. And there are times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. God will send times of refreshing that you might be able to be refreshed and renewed, revived and restored, that God might replenish you through his spirit. The waters are symbolic of the spirit, and you need to pray God, because the Bible says out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Yes. You need to pray God that he let the waters flow. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers of living water flow out of me, God. Let the rivers of living water flow out of my life. May the rivers of living water flow. May you flow in and through me so that up out of my belly gushes rivers of living water.
Lord, please let the river flow. Lord, let the river flow. Please, Lord, let the river flow and refresh my soul. Everybody say, let the river flow. I need it, Lord,
let the river.
I need it, Lord, oh,
let the river flow.
Oh, please, Lord,
and refresh my soul.
In a dry and thirsty land, Lord, please, Lord,
let the river flow.
Living water of life, Lord,
let the river flow.
In my desert land, in my desert land.
Oh my God, I have to read Ezekiel 47. That song that was just played is a song of worship. It talks about reviving and restoring and refreshing. And when there is worship, then the rivers of living water begin to stir and to begin to flow. I'm going to read Ezekiel 47 because I think it's so timely in the day that we're living in. It says, afterwards, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters were to the loins. Afterwards, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. And it came to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, wheresoever the rivers shall come, shall live.
Hallelujah.
And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh.
When we worship, as you said, that song is worship. When we worship God, he causes the rivers of living water to proceed forth. And even in this vision, as Ezekiel is seeing that God is going to bring forth living water that will flow, and everywhere the rivers flows, everything it encounters shall live, even when it flows into the stagnant waters that had ceased to have life. It shall live. Ezekiel is the same one God had given the vision of the dry bones.
Yes.
And he said, these bones shall live. Ezekiel is the prophet that God keeps giving the word that I don't care how destitute the situation. I don't care how far gone it looks. I don't care how hopeless it seems. God is a God of life. And in
anywhere he flows, where the rivers of living water flow. He said, everything that this water touches, it shall live. You and I have been commanded and commissioned and ordained of God to go forth as rivers of living water flowing up out of us. And wherever that the same rivers of water, wherever these waters flow, we should come in the name of the Lord with life and healing. I'm telling you, when you walk into a dark room, the only one mad in that room is the devil. When you come in, it's not about you, but the God in you brings light and illuminates and life. He brings hope and joy and peace. You're wondering why people want to be around you. It's not because you're so pretty and you're so handsome and you're so pleasant to be around. It's the God in you. The God in you is attracting to what is needing in them, because the whole earth is groaning for the God that has created it. And you come representing that God, and everything in the spirit realm can see that light in you. God had showed me that even as we are connecting with him in the spirit, that there is a light that illuminates in us, that it gets more brilliant as we get more close to God, as we get more intimate with him. The light of God shines more brilliantly in us. You look the same to my natural eye. You look the same to everyone else's natural eye. But in the spirit, the spiritual realm, the enemy can see that light glowing in you more brilliantly than ever before. And don't think the enemy's sitting silently by, but he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But thanks be unto God that when the rivers of living water shall flow, everything that it touches, where the enemy has come and caused desolation and destruction, where the enemy has caused death and the enemy has caused there to be a cessation of life, God will let the rivers of living water flow. And he gives life to those that were lifeless, hope to those that were hopeless, help to those that were helpless. Flow, river, flow.
My God, you know, even as you are talking, it says, even in verse 8 of Ezekiel 47, it says, these waters issue out toward the east and go down into the desert. And it means going down into those desolate, dry places. He says, I fill in you the rivers of living water. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost when they were baptized with the Spirit of God. And after they were baptized with the Spirit of God, he told them, even before it happened, you shall go ye therefore into the streets, go into your homes, go into the far countries and preach this gospel, so that this gospel will be heard and it will heal the land. And the part of verse 8, it says it will go down into the sea, and which brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed. He's saying that water that is in you, the rivers of living water, the spirit of the living God that's in you. He said, wherever I send you, he said, do you have the power and the ability
and the authority?
That's the key point. And the authority to heal. And in the next verse, it says, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a great multitude of great fish. Now, fish usually is symbolic of men and women,
because he told the people, disciples, I will make you fishers of men.
And he's saying, because I will make you fishers of men, because you have the living water in you, that I'm sending you out two by two, and I'm sending you out with the power and the authority to speak to those demons, to lay hands on the sick, to provide food for the hungry. He says, I'm sending you in a desolate area. If you remember,
and the harvest is plentiful.
Oh my God, the harvest is plentiful, but the Bible says, but the laborers are few. But when we grasp the understanding of the rivers of living water, listen, the waters didn't begin to move until the living water came to being. It began to stir up some things.
So there's water and there's living water.
Yes, there's a difference.
There's stagnant water and there's living water.
That's right.
And the living water flows. But you know what I like in verse 1? It proceeds from the temple. Bible says that you are the temple of the living God. The water proceeds from you, because in the New Testament he said, out of your belly shall flow
rivers of living water. It's the same temple, the same water, but it's coming out of you, not coming out of a temple made with hands, not coming out of a temple with four walls, but you are the temple of the living God. We used to sing his song and it said, spring up, O well, down in my soul. Let the rivers of living water begin to spring up from within you, God being the source. And everywhere that water flows, God will bring healing and deliverance and life.
Will. Because there is someone waiting on you. There's a multitude of people who are waiting on the rivers of living water. If you read in verse 12, it says, and by the river upon the banks thereof, and on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, meaning that it will produce food or it will produce whatever you need. This is what the tree will do. And it says, whose leaves, because it is by the rivers or by the banks of water, it says, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof should be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine.
Lord, oh, prepare God. Me to be a sanctuary.
Lord, prepare
I
me.
Mean, we are the sanctuary of God.
Amen. We are the sanctuary of God, who is filled with that water, who is filled with the ability to worship, who's filled with the ability to shift the atmosphere, who's filled with the ability to command the power of God and arrest the demons that are infiltrating a certain area or the dry places. My God, God has given unto us the power to be able to produce that thing which is needed in order to bring a nation that seems to be going under, able to bring that nation up out of oppression and depression. Matter of fact, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. He's sending forth people that's full of the living water to the multitudes of fish to preach the gospel, to bring truth to this nation, to bring them up out of deceit, to cause the people of God to begin to praise him. He said he is sending people filled with the Spirit of God, that when they walk in that room that you were talking about, the demons will tremble. Mm. When they walk into the room, the people will know that light has entered in. When you walk in the room, they say, of a truth, the Lord is with him. God is sending forth his people, the sanctuary that carries the rivers of living water.
Dear God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Mm. Would you prepare us to be a sanctuary?
Please.
May you use us as instruments for your glory.
Yes.
And may you, Father, flow through us to every dead, dark place, every place where the enemy, Father, has declared victory. May you send us there to reclaim what the enemy has stolen. We thank you for this opportunity. We praise you
we
for
praise
this
you,
privilege. God. When we come together, God, may there be a stir of the rivers of living water. I thank you, God, that everywhere the water flows, that those things shall live. We bind the spirit of confusion. We bind the spirit of competition. We bind the spirit of heresy. We bind the spirit of false prophecy. We bind the spirit, God, that comes to steal and kill and to destroy. By this shall all men know that we belong to you. We will love and nurture one another. Dear God, let the rivers flow.
Think it not strange that we're entering into the autumn season, that we're entering in the season of harvest. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the fields are white already, but God, you said to pray for the laborers, oh Father God. So we pray, Father, for the laborers to come forth, those laborers that you have filled with your living water, that you filled with your spirit, those laborers that's been laying dormant, oh Father, wondering what they could do. God, stir up in them the rivers of living water.
God bless America.
What do you know about the Constitution of the United States of America?
Is the Constitution still relevant?
Does it align with the Word of God?
Why should we care?
It is not about the donkey. It is not about the elephant. It is about the Lamb.
Plan now to join us for our next Biblical Foundation of the Constitution presentation.
This will be on Saturday, October the 10th at 12 noon at the MLK branch of the Columbus Library at 1600 East Long Street in Columbus, Ohio.
Remember, lunch is on us. For more information, go to www.whatdoesthelordsay.com.
We thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? For information on this program, on how you can subscribe to or access previous podcasts of this broadcast, visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. Until next time.